Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Ches, and we are on the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis. Tomorrow, some of you have the picture books. Tomorrow and the next day, we'll be needing the picture books. So if you have one and can get one by tomorrow and the next day, they will be helpful. Again, needed, but they'll be helpful tomorrow. Okay, we had the discussion yesterday on daf Yud Zayin about different measurements of psulim, airspace versus schach pasul. So when it comes to air, three tvachim of airspace ruin the sukkah. That creates too much of a separation. And if you have pasul schach, so pasul schach at the side of a sukkah, min hatzad, so everybody agrees you have four amos worth, that is allowed up until four amos, because that's dofen akuma. But in the middle, that's where we have the discussion, the different opinions, two versions of the Gemara, whether it's four tvachim, or that also is four amos. That was a machlokas between Rabba and Rav and Shmuel, depending on the stage of the Gemara that we were at. So we pick up the Gemara in the middle of that discussion with the Tashma. Three lines to the bottom on Yud Zayin Mabez.
Just one quick question. The principle of Lavud also apply in the middle or just on the corners?
We're going to talk about that today.
Okay.
Does Lavud apply or where does Lavud apply?
Okay.
Tashma, Sichacha bin Nisarin Shal Eretz, Sheish ben Dalid, Diri Akol Psula. We have this last Shabbos. Raisa quoted, if you use boards, shel eres, of cedar, sheish ben dalid, right, boards that are four tfachim wide, divri akol psula, everybody agrees that they're pasul. Ain't why? Because of zeres tikra. This was a proof to the way Shmuel had learned that everybody would agree that there's a zera, that your boards are not allowed to look like the boards of your house if it's four tfachim wide. Ain't ben dalid, or remeir posa, or be the machshir. That was one version of the machlokas. Remember we had Rav and Shmuel. Rav said the machlokas is by four tfachim wide, and everybody agrees less than that is okay. Shmuel said, no, everybody agrees that four tfachim is a problem, and the machlokas is less than that, and that's the version that we have here. But the last line of that brisa, which is the important part for us now, is Umode Rabbi Meir on the top. Umode Rabbi Meir, Shem Yesh Bein Neser Leneser, Kimelo Neser, Shem Miniach Pesel Bein Eyem Vekshera. The Rabbi Meir says that if you put, in, even though he has a more chamur shita, and Rashi says, important Rashi for, on the top, Rashi says this line of Umote is going on both cases just quoted, both the four tefachim wide and the less than four tefachim wide. Either way, Rabbi Meir says that in any case that's pasul, if you would put between the pasul boards, neser, which is good, schach, straw, kimelo neser, you put it exactly the same size as the neser, as the boards themselves, shemini hafesel b'nei hamikshera. So Rabbi Meir says, as long as you put neser, kimelo neser, you put good schach in between the boards, so that it's kosher. So says the Gemara. I understand, according to the opinion that says Dalet Amos is always the shear of a schach pasul. Remember, that's the case we're talking about. The whole daf yesterday, this measurement of schach pasul in the middle. Is it Dalet Amos or is it Dalet Tvachim? So if you say it's Dalet Amos, so then I understand this brisa, Mishamachik Shera. That's why that you understand that this is okay if you put the schach kosher in between, because if Dalet Amos is the shear, then this whole discussion is much less. It's only Dalet Tvachim that we're talking about. El Lamanda Amar Be'emsa Barba. But according to the view that which the Rabbanon held earlier in the first version of the Gemara, and in the second version of the Gemara, it was held by Shmuel. So then, according to that opinion, that the shear in the middle of Pasul Schach is four Tvachim, Amaik Shera. So why in this case does Rav Meir say it's kosher? Or why does it say it's kosher if you put good tzach in between? But you also have a bunch of nesarim that are four tzachim wide that are problematic. So why is it that would be okay? So one answer could have been, the Ritva says you could have answered that Rameir's statement of Umode is only going on the second case, the second case of the Brisa, of Ein Bahen Dalad. Right, not the first case, which is Yesh Ben Dalet. That's the whole kasha of Yesh Ben Dalet. How can he say this is possible? But the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara could have given that answer.
Now, on a sukkah of four walls, all this discussion doesn't apply, right?
A sukkah of four walls.
Yeah, because no matter how much space you have in the middle,
now we're talking
you
about,
have three walls.
You have three walls.
Kosher schach.
See, the question is, where is your kosher schach? That's what we're talking about. It depends how much kosher schach you have there. Do you have this pasul schach in between your kosher schach and the walls? How much is it? You have to analyze each sukkah to make sure that it fits all the dimensions of the schach and proximity of the tfanos. So every sukkah has to be figured out. If you have an area that's 7x7 tfachim with three walls with kosher schach on it, then fine. Okay, so says the Gemara, so how could Rameir say that if... If the pasul schach shir in the middle of a sukkah is for tzvachim, so how can he say here that if you put kosher schach in between the pasul schach, that it's for tzvachim each, that is kosher? So Amar Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua, no, this is the case. This is what was said also last Shabbos in Rashi. Rashi quoted that this is the case that's being referred to. Hacha b'sukkah d'lohavi el shmona amos b'tzubsavos askita. We're talking about a case of a sukkah that's 8x8 amos wide. So let's figure this out. If you think about the math, I think there's probably a picture of this in the picture books. You have 8 amos wide sukkah. So 8 amos is 48 tefachim. Right? Each amah is 6 tefachim. That's what we're assuming. So picture a sukkah 48 tefachim wide. And now you're going to start putting your schach on top of this 48 tefach sukkah. Says the Gemara, you know what you should do? Start with putting a board. The Yosef, Nesser, Pesel, Vanesser, Pesel, Vanesser, Pesel, Mehai Gisa. Start from one side and put board, schach, board, schach, board schach, right? Do that, and that takes up that six. Each one of them being six tefachim. So you have now taken up from one side 24 tefachim, 4 amos. V'nesser upasav, v'nesser upasav, v'nesser upasav mehagisa. And then you start on the other side, also from the edge, but you also start with a nesser, with a board. So if you start that way, you start with a nesser, with a board on each side, and you go towards the middle, so it's going to end up, if you look at the picture to do the math, nesser upasav, nesser upasav, nesser upasav, in the middle you're going to have 2 amos, 8 tefachim worth of pesel, of good, nice, kosher schach. And that's what the case, that's what Rameir says, ksheira. The outer where you have the Nesser Pesel, you're right, that's Pesel. That's Pesel because it's 4 tefachim wide, and it's not going to be good enough. When Rameir says, Moldi Rabbi Meir, this is the case, where you build this board, schach, board, schach, board, schach. In the middle, you end up having the two inner schachs, where you put them, is turns out to be together, and it's 2 amos, which is 8 tefachim, which is... Right, you have two amos worth, and each one is 6 tefachim, so you have 2 areas of pesel. So it says the Gemara, "Tahavi lehu shnei pesalim be'emsa, v'ike hechsher sukkah be'emsa." So you end up having enough for a kosher sukkah in the middle. And that's all that the Gemara is referring to when it says, Modi Rabbi Meir, that it is kosher. The middle area, because the outer perimeter is pasul, because it has boards that are 4 tefachim wide. Okay, that is the ukimta that we give to this brisa. There is a machlokas, according between Rashi here and a day of the Meiri. The Rashi says that, which is the Pasha of the Gemara, according to what we just said, that, actually maybe Rashi is not the Pashtas. Maybe the Meiri is the Pashtas. But the Rashi says that the perimeter now is not really part of your sukkah, according to our explanation just now. The real part is the area in the middle where you have the two pesels that combines. Are you allowed to sleep or eat or do something under the kosher schach that is in between the nesarim in the outside perimeter? So according to the way we just explained it, it should be that's not a sukkah. The only part of the sukkah is the middle. But there's a diyuk in Rashi. Rashi says about halfway down to this big Rashi, Rashi says, V'takas ha-nesarim lo yishan. Right? Under the boards in the outer perimeter, you shouldn't sleep. Mashma, that under the pesel in the area, you can sleep. That's the diyuk in Rashi. They make it Rashi. The Meiri quotes this. It doesn't call Rashi, but he quotes Yira Lachachmi Hadoros Shemutur Lishan B'Mashetachas Kol Apsalim Avo B'Sheim Be'Echad Me'am Echshar Sukkah Sheim Lo Kain. Because you know what? If this wasn't true, then what's the whole case that it's talking about? That it's Pesel of the it's board and Pesel Sheim Lo Kain Mahusuk Lahaskir Bal Shneser Pesel. It's all Pesel. The whole thing is Pesel. So what's it using the different Lashodos and being Mechalad between the two? What, just to tell you the Metzias of what you did? No, it must be telling you a Chiddush of that you're allowed to sleep under or eat under the pestle. And the Meiri does not like it. Eidat Verm Nirunli. No, because the whole shot of the Gemara is that the inner area is the only part of the sukkah that's kosher. And the outer area is not. Remember, the outer area altogether is less than Dalet Amos. So you're using Dofen Akuma here. You're using Dofen Akuma because there's less than Dalet Amos from the edge of the walls. But that's the Ukimta. That is the machlokas between Rashi and the Meiri, whether you're allowed to sleep there. This could be parallel to the machlokas we mentioned yesterday about how Dofen Akuma works. Is Dofen Akuma that the Dofen goes all the way to the schach, so that's on top of you is wall? Or do you say no like that? Rabbeinu Nissim going in Erevin that says maybe Dofen Akuma that the schach shoots out. And if the schach shoots out, so then maybe, at least the way the Ran interprets that Shita, you would be able to even sit under that area. Yeah. You're going to say it's parallel to the machlokas. Right. Right. Depends how you view Dofen Akuma. Even though here the Meiri and the Rashi aren't talking about Dofen Akuma specifically, but that's how that could be how it's viewed. Right, even if you say that's why it's a chiddush. Some say that no matter what view you hold of Dofra Kuma, you would not say you could sit under it. So that rhyme is a chiddush. Okay, Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, Avir Shlosha B'sukkah Gdola. Avir, so you have an airspace of three in a big sukkah. So that's a psul, right? Airspace of three anywhere in the sukkah passels your sukkah. Umiato, so it's not just a problem of where it is, but it passels. Umiato, bein bakanim, bein bishput and avimiyut. So if you lessen the airspace, that three tefach airspace, whether you use kosher schach or not kosher schach, avimiyut is kosher. Because let's say you put in a little bit of pasel schach. So now you have less than a problem of kosher schach, less than a shear of a problem of kosher of pasel schach, less than a shear of a problem of airspace, and therefore it would be okay. So you could be, mamayit it in any way you want. It's just to put in brackets, the Sfas Emes here just wonders, why isn't there a problem of Tasev Olam and Ha'asui? Meaning your schach here, you built your sukkah in a way that the schach is not good. Right? You have three tefach airspace. And now you are doing something, and memela, your schach is becoming kosher. And this isn't like the other case of like there's a problem with the tfanos, and the schach are perfect. Or there's the tfanos are too short, and you're going to dig down and make it. There we said it's not a problem, because that's an external problem, the schach are okay. Here the schach isn't okay. You have airspace. So he wonders why isn't there a problem with tasav lomana asui. So he comes up with a little kimta tried to answer, but it's interesting ha'ara that he has. Just should there be a problem, or maybe you do say this is an external problem. Maybe the schach that you have is good, and it's an external problem of the three tefach airspace. Depends how you look at it. So anyway, that's what Abaya says. That if you put you remait the airspace, that is kosher. B'sukkah ktana. But if you have a small sukkah, as we mentioned yesterday, a small sukkah, minimum dimensions, so then you have to use kosher schach in order to close up the area, because if you use pasul schach, so the dalmi hacha, take away that area, that's not schach, and you need schach kosher in the sukkah ktana. And if you don't have enough schach kosher, so then it wouldn't be okay. That's why in sukkah ktana you have to be ma'ideh with kosher schach. V'hani mili, and now we get to what you just mentioned, Marcel. V'hani mili min hatzad. And when do you say this applies? Hani Mili, when do you say that there's a rule of lavud? This is now going to tell us a chiddush that we haven't had, that we have been referring to lavud throughout the Masechta. Now we're going to say something new about lavud. That maybe it's not so pasha that everybody agrees to lavud everywhere in the sukkah. The Hani Mili Menatzad, when do you say that there's an issue of lavud, and if it's less than three tfachim, it's called lavud and it's not a problem? So that's min hatzad. That's only when it's on the side of the sukkah where the schach meets the tfanos. Avol be'emsa. But in the middle, if you have airspace in the middle, then even less than three tfachim airspace could be a problem. There's no halacha moshe misina, I have lavud in the middle. Pligi ba rav acha v'ravina, chan amar yish lavud be'emsa, v'chad amar ein lavud be'emsa. Major machlokas, do you say that there is a problem of love, there is a allowance of lavud in the middle of your sukkah? Middle of your sukkah. That's a machlokas between two days here, Rav Acha and Ravina. Tosfos points out two important points in the Tosfos, in the top Tosfos. Number one, he says that, let's do the second one first. The second one is on the fourth line of Tosfos. Tosfos v'im tomar, what did we just say? There's no lavud be'emsa, and therefore any airspace in the middle is going to be a problem. So how do you ever have selasam ruba mechamasa? You always have space in between your schach. You always have some space there. What, there's no lavud be'emsa? So your schach all have to be touching each other? So then how do you ever have, well, we spoke yesterday, that you have to be able to have the rain come in a little bit, and you have to have so that's ruba b'chabasa. But Tosfos says, according to the mandamar of ein lavud be'emsa, so then how does anybody build their sukkahs? The im tomar, im ein lavud be'emsa, im kein selasim ruba b'chabasa, ti pasel, achete mechuse yafe, u'me'ube kemin bayis, shlo yei banekev. And that can't be. So what's the Gemara talking about? How can there be a sheet of Elav Be'emsa? What's the lower standard? So Lav Pircha, he says, Tosfos, no, that's not a problem. Because you know what the only problem is? The Hacha Amayri Kishahavir Mahalech Alpanei Kula Ubesicha Gavach Kula Shtayim. The problem is when you have airspace that goes straight across the entire sukkah. Not a little bit of airspace. But if it goes from side to side the entire sukkah, airspace like that, that's mafsik the sukkah into two. And that's a problem. But if you have any break not going straight across the airspace, then it is not a problem. So this comes up halacha l'maisa. Where does it come up halacha l'maisa? Right, we paskin that there is lavud be'emsa, so you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, we paskin the yish lavud be'emsa, it doesn't ruin your sukkah. But we paskin that you're not allowed to sit under that airspace. Let's say you have less than 3 tefachim airspace in the middle of your sukkah. So you're not allowed to sit under that airspace. You can't eat your eat under that airspace. So according to fine, it doesn't possibly your sukkah, but it's gonna ruin you can't sit there. So the answer is that why isn't it a problem? Because we always have cross beams. Think about your schach. The schach never go, like Tosfos says, does it ever go straight across from one wall of sukkah to the other wall of sukkah without any beam going the other way? Usually we have other supports, either in the middle of the sukkah or by the edge of the sukkah. It's not going straight across. So if it does go straight across, that's a problem. Not to passel your sukkah, but you can't sit under that airspace. That's what we're going to have tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. That even though we say lavud, you're not allowed to sit under that airspace to eat there. We paskah, there is lavud, even ma'emsa. But you're not allowed to sit there. So that's why one has to make sure, if one has a sukkah, that the schach go all the way from one wall to the other wall, and there is no support in the middle, then one should put a support in the middle, and a way that you hang your light from. So just at least most sukkahs, you know, if you have the schach atop, you do have supports in the middle, and those supports are halakhically needed, not just practically needed. Yeah?
What about if the support itself is
3 tefachim? No, we paskin, there's no problem by there's no particular xeris tikra. You don't have to worry about the thick schach there. And even you can also say even if you want to say that the whole maimed issue we've referred to a couple of times is all a chumrah. So even if the only way to get your schach held down is with these supports that are not good for schach, that's also okay. Okay, that's the second point of Tosfos, which is an important point. Let's go back to the first point of Tosfos. Tosfos says we have a sheet here that says ein lavud ba'emsa. Right, there's no lavud in the middle of the sukkah. Says Tosfos, this only applies. This whole machlokas is only by schach. Is there lavud ba'emsa by schach? But by walls, of course, there's lavud ba'emsa. Look at Maseches Erevin. We had so many cases where, let's say, you're building an imaginary mechitza. Let's say you're in the desert, you want to build you're in a caravan, the end of the first parak in Erevin, and you want to build, so what do? So you put up boards every little less than 3 tefachim, and now you have your imaginary mechitza. Or let's say you want to build the other way, walls, so you want to put ropes every little less than 3 tefachim, you put ropes. So that's lavud ba'emsa. So Tosfos says, everybody agrees that there's lavud by tefanos. But the machlokas is there lavud by schach? So what's the bir hadavar? What's the chiluk? So it says the emek bracha. Says the emek bracha nil chasuk. What's the pshat of Tosfos? He says there are trei dinei lavud. There are two aspects, two types of lavud, what lavud does. Chada, one is the kol pachos migimol nechshav ki'ilu nischaber v'niskarev hadavar. Number one, what does lavud do? You have airspace there, lavud stretches and brings the two sides close together. That's one thing lavud does. It's as if they're closer than they are physically. That's one idea of lavud. Va'od ika din lavud hanomer le'inyin mechitzos. T'pachos bigimol havi kesasum umol le'inyin mechitza. The other type of din of lavud, which is a similar idea, but it's not that the two sides are as if they're not separated, but it's a din in mechitzos. That less than three to create a mechitza, it's called sasum. This area is mukach mechitzos, as we've explained in Be'er Shetar of Chayim. Are you creating a dofen or something like that, or is it an idea of hekav mechitzos? So it says the emek bracha umukach heim trei din. You know, there are two dinim. Because look at sukkah daf yud ches. We have this machlokas about lavud, which doesn't appear anywhere else. Nowhere else do we say, also, machlokas about lavud. You have to say it's two dinim of lavud. When we say that there's a problem of lavud, devadil, you did lavud, that you're mischaber two things together, so that hadashav can describe mischaber, abin lavud, b'chol gabni, that everybody agrees. Is it considered closed up? So that's the machlokas we have in our Gemara. So again, you have to say something like that there are two types of lavud. One of them everybody agrees to, like all the cases like in Erevin we had, and all the cases by Tfanos, which Tosfos says everybody agrees there. And the machlokas is the lavud that is used by schach here. Only lamala is a machlokas by lavud. But anyway, we paskin there is lavud be'emsa. We paskin that you don't have to have it on the side, even in the middle. Okay, so let's do a little bit more, and then we'll talk a little about it a little bit more. My time up. So now we have yesh lavud be'emsa, ein lavud be'emsa. So says the Gemara. My time in the mandamar yesh lavud be'emsa. What is the reason for the mandamar yesh lavud be'emsa? Interesting that the first question the Gemara asked is, what's the reason for the mandamar yesh lavud be'emsa? Now you would think that that's the more... What do you mean? Of course, there's lavud everywhere. So you should ask a lavud. So sometimes you can't be medayik about which one the Gemara asks first. Maybe the Gemara says that the whole thing is halacha Moshe Sinai. So you have to limit it. So that's why it's more of a chiddush But that's what the Gemara says first. My time, and really this my time is not really what's the reason or what's the makar. Where's the raya? What's the reason that Yesh Lavad Bamsa Tanya? Because the Brisa says, Kora Hayotse me kosel ze, veinu nagas bikosel acher. Remember fondly the discussions of alleyways. So you have an alleyway, right? The first Mishnah in Erevin, you have an alleyway surrounded on three sides by walls. You have houses that go into the alleyway. The fourth side goes into the street. So you want to be able to carry in the alleyway. So what do? You have two possibilities, Kora or Lachi. Either put a standing up board next to the door or put a board going across. So let's say you're using the Kora option. You're putting boards going across the front of your Mavui street border. And usually the best thing to do is have a board that goes straight across. Well, let's say it doesn't go straight across. You put two boards and they're almost touching each other. So how close do they have to be? So says the Gemara. If you have Kora going from one side and doesn't reach the other side, or you have two, one coming out of each side, and they're not touching each other, if it's less than three, you do not have to bring another Kora. So it's beforeish. This is a case of Emsa, right? Of the Kora is in the middle touching. So that's an and you see love is working. So that's the Raya. To the opinion of Yesh Lavad Be'epsa. V'idach, and according to the other opinion, Shiny Koros, Dirabanan. No, that's different. That's a Chumra Dirabanan. A Chumra Dirabanan, Midar Raisa, you can carry in that Mavui. It's three sides. It was just a Yachid Dar Raisa. So therefore, that whole thing is a Chumra, Midar Rabanan. So that's why we would allow it. We would allow it there, Midar Rabanan. That's the basis for the Manda Amar of Yesh Lavad Be'epsa. So now the other one. My time at the Manda Amar, Ain Lavad Bamsa. What's the basis for the opinion that says Ain Lavad, there is no Lavad Bamsa? Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, in Ahalos. Aruba Shebabayis. So Ahalos is all about Ohel Hames. Tumas Ohel. So Aruba Shebabayis, let's say you have a house and you have a skylight. You have a skylight in the house. Aruba Shebabayis. Rashi says in Aruba on the roof. Aruba Shebabayis. Uba Poseach Tefach. And it is a Tefach wide. The skylight on the roof is a tefach wide. So tumah babayis kulo tameh. If you have tumah in the house, then the entire house is tameh. And masha keneged aruba tahar. But the whatever is right under the skylight does not become tameh because that is not called under the house. That's called under the air, under the skylight, and therefore that's going to be tahar. Or the opposite, tumah keneged aruba. If the tumah is, let's say the tumah is under the skylight, and none of the tumah is under the house, so you have to have, let's say, a kezayis menames, or the whole body is going to take up more space. Let's say you have a kezayis menames, which is right under the airspace, right under the arubas, and then kol habayis kol tahar, that everything in the house will be tahar. And now we have the seifa. Rashi points out that for our purposes, the seifa says nothing new than the resha. But in the Mishnah there, there are other halachas that make a difference between them. But there's nothing going to be new added by the next three lines for us. Ein ba'aruba poseach tefach. Let's say there isn't, it's not a tefach wide, the skylight. Tuma babayis keneged aruba tahar. So the same halacha applies. If you have tuma in the house, still, when it's keneged the aruba is tahar. Tuma keneged aruba, kol habayis kulo tahar. And if you have tuma keneged the aruba, the whole house is tahar. So it's the same halacha. Okay, but Rashi points that out. There's no difference for us. But either way, what do you see from here? You have less than a tefach. You have a tefach window, and it's considered open. It's not considered closed up. Raya, that you do not say lavud be'emsa, because what does lavud do? You close up the top. So says this opinion, it must be that you do not say lavud be'emsa, because you see the skylight is not considered as if it's closed up. The idach, so what does the person who says yesh lavud be'emsa do with this Mishnah? Shiny, hilchas tumma dachi gemir lehu. No, they would say, remember, we're talking about a halacha moshe misina here, of lavud. So halacha moshe misina is that you don't apply lavud to hilchas tumma v'tahara here. So that's why. Okay. There's an important discussion here, important Ran, explained by Rabbi Kiva Eger. We mentioned this all the way back at the beginning of Erevin. I think you saw you were referring to this yesterday, 2 days ago. And that is, the Ran says, this is such a major machlokas. Yesh lavud be'emsa, ein lavud be'emsa. Why isn't it said straight out? When he say the machlokas, the machlokas where lavud applies. We dafka mention this machlokas in the context of you have some airspace and you're trying to lessen the airspace and you want to be mama'it, right? Look back at the, we say, in the context of me, of being mama'it, we mention this machlokas of yesh lavud be'emsa, ein lavud be'emsa. Shouldn't this be said straight out? This is a major machlokas about lavud. Maybe it should even be earlier in the Masechta. It's tucked away here when the Gemara is talking about how to be mama'it, the problematic airspace. So this machlokas is mentioned. So why is that? So says the Ran, you know why? Because it's telling me, to teach me, that let's say you have three tfachim airspace, which is a problem, right? Three tfachim airspace within four amos from the side, right? You have less than four amos pasul schach, and then less than three tfachim airspace. So, according to the Manta Omar of Ein Lavud Be'emsa, is that kosher? You have an airspace that's in the middle. But says the Ran, maybe you could use Dofen Akuma to stretch your wall, and there's less than Dalet Amos part of your schach on top. It could all be wall. And now this airspace is considered Min Hatzad. It's not considered Be'emsa. Again, we have an opinion here that says if you have airspace in the middle, you don't say Lavud. But what if you have a case that it's in the middle physically, but if you rely on Dofen Akuma and you stretch your roof, you stretch your schach onto your wall onto the roof, then it's considered Min Hatzad. So says the Ran, that's the Chiddush, why it's said here in the concept of Miyad, to teach me that you don't say that. You can't say Dofen Akuma and Lavud, says the Ran. You can't say that. That's the Ran's Chiddush. You can't say Dofen Akuma and Lavud together. Say Dofen Akuma in order to consider this Lavud Min Hatzad, and therefore you'll be able to say Lavud. That's the Ran. Ask the Achronim, Master Bikiva Eger, Sivan Yud Beis, we do find cases where you're using a two halacha Moshe Misinais. You find cases, and this is the discussion we had in Erevin. There was a case where we used both Chabot and I think it was Gud Asik. So you're allowed to use two halacha Moshe Misinais. So what's this Ran talking about? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, no, what the Ran is talking about is not Stam where you have two overlapping halacha Moshe Misinais. That's allowed to use two halacha Moshe Misinais in a case. But if the only way you could use one of the halacha Moshe Misinais is by using the other halacha Moshe Misinai, that's not allowed. And that's the problem here. The only way, according to the Manda Amar of Ein Lavud Ba'emsa, you have to first say Dofen Akuma in order to consider it now. This is not Ba'emsa anymore. It's Min Hatzad. That's what the Ran means. You can't piggyback one halacha Moshe Misinai and another one. That's the problem. Stam using two overlapping halacha Moshe Misinais, that's okay. But that's the Chiddush of the Ran. And he explains this further about two halacha Moshe Misinais. Again, the problem isn't per se using two, but the problem is using one that needs the other one. Okay, so you can look at that. It's in Shuvis Kama Simin Yud Beis. Okay, let's continue now. Darash Rabbi Loi, Baish Nifchas Vizika Chavav Ksheira. Rabbi Loi had a drasha. A house that's Nifchas, right? The roof caved in the middle, like we had in the Mishnah, and you put Tzchach in the middle, it's kosher. Amr Lefan of Rabbi Shalva Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Piresh. Rabbi Loi, you gave this explanation, but listen, Kach Piresh Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, explained it a little further. Arba Amos Psula, Pachli Amos Ksheira. Fine, if you put the Tzchach in the middle, it's okay, but only if it's less than four Amos, right? Dofen Akuma, like we had in the Mishnah. Another drasha of his. Darash Abhudu Rabbi Loi, Avroma Sharia. What's Avroma? Rashi says, little fish, the ain't shratzin nikaren bohem. And as we'll see, there is a potential here that maybe these little fish might not, it's not so clear to be able to tell if they're kosher or not. But my Rebbe said, I'm sorry, Rebbe Loi said Avroma is mutter. Amal from Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi said, Rebbe Pirishkach, you're right, you said this, but Abar Abba, my father said, Shomakam ploni asura, Shomakam ploni mutaris. So it depends where you are. Avroma of such and such a place is mutter. Avroma of the other place is mutter. So where do we see, what would be the reason for that? Why would this little fish, some be mutter and some be yasser? Ki hada amar abaya, like Abaya says, hait sachanta de bivnara. Sachanta also, a little type of fish of bivnara. Shari, it's mutter. My taima, why is this little tiny little fish of that place's mutter? So now the Gemara says, ilemim shindra difi maya. Is it because that river of bivnara has a very strong current? Redifi Maya, Vahidak Tommy Kibit Lesley Chuta Shidra Lomatsi Kaim, and those non-kosher fish that you worry that you're gonna get mixed up with. They don't have a shidra, they don't have a spine, and therefore it's impossible for them to exist in this water, which has a very strong current. Interesting, right? Tommy fish. They don't have a spine. Right? We're Amcheorif, but they don't have a spine. Right, the tame animals. So do you say it's because they don't exist? No, we find that they do exist in parallel waters, in strong currents. So elam yishum de malichimai. Oh, maybe it's because that's salt water. V'hai dag tame, even lestle kilfi lo matzikoi. Right, maybe a dag tame, because it doesn't have scales, it cannot exist in the salt water. So is that the reason? So the guy said, no. Again, you see that non-kosher fish do exist in saltwater conditions. Elamishum, it's lo marbitinayu b'dag tamei. No, it must be that just that place, lo marbitinayu, its ground doesn't, the environment is not conducive for these animals to be there. So that's why you could assume that it is not It is not those animals. There are no non-kosher animals existed. This seems to be a very interesting case about fish. You're not sure if it's kosher or not. You're relying on chazakas. What else is caught in the area? Let's just one more line. Now that these other rivers empty into this river, and those other rivers have non-kosher fish, so then it's more of a problem today. Again, this Gemara is one of the important Gemaras related to the big tuna fish discussion. Again, now it's not such a discussion anymore. But a couple of years ago, when it was a big discussion about the kashrus on tuna fish and dolphins and this other old discussion about, you know, you can't, when you get the tuna fish, right, you don't know, you don't see anything. You don't see a fish there. But again, this if you want to look at all the literature, there's an article here in one of the RJJ journals, Rav Schechter has in Chelek 15. A couple of years ago, a lot of the literature was involved in terms of being able to identify the fish. Do you have to assume if the fish was not kosher? Non-kosher fish were around in the same nets. Do you have non-kosher fish? This Gemara is one of the poor Gemaras. You look at the Rishash on this Gemara. The Rishash says that there's a fish that's called Shtingis. Libi Omerli. There's a fish that's called Shtingis. Etc. He talks about Ukumedumeli, Shinarmali, Shagam Bahem, Aderak Lizarvim Dagam Tanim Temeim. When they catch the Shtingis, that there's not kosher fish involved in the nets, the ain ani karin, and they're not clear, similar to this case, viha olam noig bohem heter, the ain potsepeh, the world is mako, nobody's saying anything, v'hashem atov yechaper ba'adam. Hashem should forgive them. So, but anyway, the Rishash is upset about the Shtingis. I guess the Shtingis then is like the tuna fish today, but again, the kosher organizations have done their research, and that's why there's hechsherim on cans of tuna fish. Okay, there's an important Rashi to talk about here, but let's first continue, and then hopefully we'll get back to the Rashi. Itzmar, second to last line. Siga ha-gabech sadra sheish la-betzimen. Let's see, put schach on an achsadra. Remember the case, we had an achsadra yesterday. You have a big area in front of a bunch of houses. You have overhangs towards the yard, and you put schach on those overhangs. But the problem here is as follows. Those overhangs are more than four amos. So therefore, your schach starts more than four amos away from the house walls. So, l'chora should be a problem. But there's a chance to help you. You have petzimin. There are poles further out of the house, petzimin. These poles are not, right, there are pictures in all the picture books. The poles are not three tefachim from each other. So therefore, it's as if you have another wall there. The petzimin, the poles that are further out from the house are going to be your walls. So ksheira, that's why it's okay, because the schach now, these petzimin are considered a mechitza. She'ein lo petzimin, but if it doesn't have the petzimin, so now you might think, so now there are no walls. Then you can't say dofen akuma because it's more than four amos away. So still, Abai amar ksheira, amar amar psula. No, Abai says it's still okay. Abai amar ksheira, why? Amrinan pitikar yor besosim. Getting back to another principle of ours. No, pitikar yor besosim. If you have an edge of a roof, then you're allowed to shoot the edge down and say there's an imaginary wall there. So here too, your schach is on top of these overhangs. The overhang, it's not an exact fit. The overhang has an edge. So imagine shoot down a wall all around. So now you have walls for your schach up top. Fine. Rav Amar P'sula Lomer in P'tikra Yor B'Sosim. Rav says, no, you don't say it. What do you mean you don't say it? You don't say P'tikra to totally surround your area. Fine, you want to say it on one side. You can't say it on three sides. So you don't say P'tikra Yor B'Sosim. Amalei Rava La Abaya Lidi Dachta Amri Pitikar Yor V'Sosim. Rava says to Abaya, according to you, that you say Pitikar Yor V'Sosim. So Afil Hivchas Dofen Amsoi. Let's say you have a three-walled sukkah and one of the walls fall down in the middle of nowhere. Forget the achsadra. You have a three-walled sukkah and one of the walls fall down. You have two walls opposite each other. So say, according to you, Pitikra, so it should be a kosher sukkah. Why? Because the edge of the schach go down. You have three walls. What are our holding? You always need two and a little bit. You shouldn't need anything on the third side if you say Pitikra, because the edge of the schach goes straight down, even if one of the walls fell down. No. Says Abaya, I agree there that if it's totally open, straight through, that's like a mavi mafulash, and therefore that's not good. Interesting. Why does the Gemara give a case of, you know, even if one of the walls fell down? Why doesn't it just say, you built a circle with two walls? It says, Adafka filu hiftas, if one of the walls fell down, so the Gemara is medayik, unbelievable. The Gemara points out on Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that you have to build your walls before you build your schach. That's what the Ramah says. You have to have your walls before you build your schach. So says the Gemara, if you would build a sukkah with two walls and then put your schach on, and then you're going to rely on Dofan Akuma, so it's going to come out that your schach came before your walls. Because your third wall is only coming because you put your schach on top. That's why it has to be a case where you built three walls, and then you put your schach down, and then one of the walls fell down, and in that way, your funos were makdim to your schach.
Why don't you always do that, Abaye's heta, and then you can use more than four amas away from the wall. Just make an imaginary line.
So you can make an imaginary line. You have to always know when you say p'tikra, when you don't say p'tikra. Okay, well, we have to stop here to do slichas, but we'll talk about it after. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll start with the important Rashi about animals coming from the grounds. We'll start that tomorrow. We discussed that a little bit in the past. The third to last, fourth to last line in Rashi. Okay. Before anybody leaves, just if anybody has, if anybody's positive, if anybody's go to that rally today, it is, everybody's encouraged to go to the rally. It's 12 to 2 at the UN. We have to do our part. Do our part.